Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glenn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to third for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive towards short. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Cohn moves to second. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Cone scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive towards first. Glenn catches it and steps on first to double up Terwilliger. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-0 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Avila moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobie hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a pop-up towards short. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-0 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cohn moves to third. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cone scores. Busby moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Porterfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Westlake. Yost reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels bunts towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to third. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cohn hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Glynn bunts towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glynn moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Glynn moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake is hit by the pitch. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Dobie fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Dobie. Busby moves to third. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 4-0, Senators. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fitzgerald moves to second. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Porterfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ginsburg for the out. One out. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Porterfield covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bill White now pitching. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Glenn goes all the way around to score. Rosen moves to third. It's 4-1, Senators. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-3 in the game. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Doby moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Harry Simpson pinch hits for George Strickland. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Owen Friend now playing shortstop. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cohn hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter pinch hits for Bill White. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Luke Easter. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-4 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Avila moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Al Smith pinch runs for Dale Mitchell. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen strikes out. Fitzgerald drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rosen out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.